Does that mean it's going to be all right?
Well, that's Phil, and that's another put down of us, you know.
No, it's not, Margaret. You know, I would not say anything.
I know you think that I'm being serious, and you're right. I am being serious, but at the same time...
Anyway, welcome to the program. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico. I'm General Galen Shaw, and don't be afraid of me. Here's Margaret Gray.
And this is Robert Leonard.
I'm Robert Leonard, who's Bud Dittman. And now, Mr. Phil Henry, who is me. Let's not lean on it too heavy, okay?
Well, Phil, you're the one that started all of this disclaimer stuff, so...
Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. That's the police born in the 50s. That's for all of us that were born in the 50s. All of us baby boomers that...
Yeah, all you baby boomers, you guys are really doing the world a favor. Hey, not... You know...
Well, you know something, General,
I'm not a baby boomer.
Right, well, General, we've had this discussion off air, and,
Wait, fill me in, because I'm not a baby boomer.
Yeah, I'm not either.
It's just that the baby boomer generation is a generation that really loved to run around for so many years talking about how marvelous we were. And I don't think that we have made too many bright decisions.
Don't get too, Phil. Don't start getting heavy and political.
No, I'm not. Just, you know, I think the time has come that we...
In other words, the time has come to say the Grateful Dead is better off dead. You know what I'm saying?
God damn, General. That's it.
Well, you know.
No, I'm not talking about that at all. I'm just, I don't know why I'm saying it. Oh, Born in the 50s.
Yes, that's the song by the Police. It was written by Gordon Sumner. Many of us know him as Sting.
Who is it?
His name is Sting. Do you remember Sting?
Do I remember Sting? This is the name's familiar.
He's the blonde-haired guy.
The blonde, now I don't know what you're talking about. Now I'm getting frightened. Now it sounds like some sort of...
Yeah, it sounds like a gay pickup.
It's up for you, dirty... Hey, come on, will you?
Gay pickup.
Tall blonde guy, huh?
No, he's the guy from the Police. Anyway, starting the show off here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, here on a Monday, and we have Thanksgiving. And Friday, I scored some tickets to go see the Ducks... and the Blackhawks.
Now you got some hockey tickets, huh?
Oh, that's exciting. I haven't been to a hockey game in so long.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go down to the Pond, man. I've not been to the Pond, which is in Anaheim. I've been to every kind of L.A. hockey thing. You know, I've made the point that the Henry family goes back to the L.A. Blades.
Now, the L.A. Blades was what?
That was our minor league team.
Right.
They played at the L.A. Sports Arena.
They played at the L.A. Sports Arena, which brings me to another point. The L.A. Sports Arena is no more.
What are you talking about?
The L.A. Sports Arena is being torn down, or has been torn down.
The L.A. Sports... What are you...
You're talking about the building they had the Democratic National Convention in?
Yes.
The building the L.A. Lakers played in?
Yes. The building that the L.A. Blades played in?
Yes. The building that I saw the Pretenders in? The building that I saw Bruce Springsteen in?
It's been torn down?
What is that?
You don't know what we're talking about, do you?
No, hold on. Why would he? The Sports Arena, Bud, you probably passed it a few times. You probably wondered, what's that weird circular white thing? That was the sports arena where the hockey and basketball teams played in town. And it was built like in 1960. And I don't think the Lakers, when they first came to L.A., played at the Pan Pacific Auditorium.
Oh, my God, the Pan Pacific Auditorium. Didn't you tell me you used to go to car shows there? I know Frank used to go to the big car shows. The two-tone hot rods and so on.
Yeah, man. You talking about the Pan Pacific?
You don't know where that is.
Yeah, I do, man. It used to be down on
I think it was on Santa Monica. The only time I remember going to the Pan Pacific is, yeah, for car, every year they had an auto show and my dad would take us to it. But the point that I'm making here is that the L.A. Sports Arena, I mean, it can't... I wish that I would have known sooner, and maybe it's because I probably don't read the newspaper as much as I should, but... I mean, that place has got history to it, you know.
Well, you know something, Phil? They don't give a damn anymore. They tear these places down. They bulldoze living hell out of them.
Well, you know, you have to make way for progress. You must make way for progress. We have to go on. We must go on.
Yes, it's like what John Hurt said in The Alien.
Who gives a sweet sh...
All right, now, John Hurt in The Alien was talking about something else.
Every time we talk about progress, you bring up this guy. What's his name? Hurt.
Yeah, but he got suctioned.
And some alien gripping his face. You want to see someone's face get gripped?
Hey, wait. You missed me.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't miss you there.
Big left hand, man.
Well, he's the guy that got gripped.
Good for him, he got gripped.
Hold on.
Who are you talking about?
They're talking about John Hurt and Alien when his face when he got the alien claw.
Oh, he did. His face got gripped, and then, as I recall, Ian Holm, who was so slimy in that film,
I don't want to talk about the alien now, if you don't mind.
Fine.
Who wants to take? They've been talking nothing but aliens through this whole presidential campaign. You know. Now, John, let's not.
You know, why don't you give up when you're ahead?
Oh man,
hold on. So the
sports arena.
The sports arena. The L.A. Sports Arena, the L.A. Memorial Sports Arena, man, it was right there in the shadow of the Coliseum. It's gone, man. It's gone, or is soon to be gone.
What? Well, how come you don't know this?
What do you mean, how come I don't know it?
Well, why, you know, if it's so important to you, why didn't you get in your car, drive down the Harbor Freeway, take a look-see, and find out if it's there or not, or are you just going to sit here and pretend like you care?
Hey, wait a minute, man. You know, I'm a busy man. I got a lot of things I got to do, too.
Oh, sure.
Well, General, why don't you do it?
Because I don't give a sweet, J.C.
Well, yes, you do, because you just said you did.
Not that much.
Well, I do, and I will. I'll get in the car, and I'll go down there, and I'll do a video report or something on it, because I'll tell you, Don was telling me about it last night. Saturday night, went to UCLA SC. He says, you know, the sports arena's gone. I said, what are you talking about? He said, they tore it down, man. I said, despite that the sports arena was always going to sort of be there as just a...
Phil, you can't have... You think they're going to hold on to these dumps, excuse me for saying it, you know?
Yeah, but General...
No. You think they're going to hold on to these dumps, okay? For what? They're going to have flea markets in them? Holy Jesus, I'd rather they bulldoze it.
Yeah, that's all they do, Mr. Aaron. Take those old arenas. All they do is have a flea market, man. They go, oh, man.
Yeah, and they have a flea, and they have, like, gospel choirs and stuff.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. They're not getting top dollar for the seat.
Yeah, they're only getting like $4 a seat.
Gotta get top dollar.
Oh, they gotta get top dollar, huh?
Hold on. But they do.
You know what top dollar to you is, bud? It's selling your rear end out on Wilshire.
Oh!
Hey!
Oh!
Well, now you sound like a woman.
Oh!
Well, you knock it off. You're doing that. You're joking, right?
Yes.
That wasn't very cool, though, saying selling his rear end out on Wilshire.
Well, this guy's top. What do you mean, top dollar?
You know exactly what I mean. The sports arena, like, look at the Forum. What a dump.
Wait a second. The Forum is where the Sparks played. Oh.
No, they did not. The Sparks played at the... Never mind. Welcome to the show, folks. Nice to see you. World famous Phil Henry Show. Let's get on over and do some traffic here. It's Bob Bacon time, Bob.
I'm winging it right down to the sports arena. And we're flying out high to the side and looking down there and seeing the crowd. There's a big crap can down there. If you look like crap, it'll take a dump of the toilet. Gonna take it right there. The L.A. Sports Arena was about to stand. We're looking south on the Harbor Freeway right now. Just looking at the crossfire and a crash down train. Right there at the crowd time. Looking out crowd time. It's about 9 o'clock crowd time. So gotta get out there and get yourself some sour bread. Let's go over now to Boyd Sky. Nope, let's go over to Skyboy first from 11.
Hey, Bob, I got a fan feeling, man, and same as you, just like you, like Grand Prix. And over here on the Farmer's Farm, and I thought the Harbor Freeway down there on the Forbes Hill, I'm going to find out who the crab burn. There's a little crab grass burn. I'm going to have that fan and see your mama, too. Let's go to Boyd Sky Baby Sweet Tim.
How much for the sauerbraten?
Ricky Dugan Plumbing is back. Ricky Dugan Plumbing is back for another go-round. Ricky Dugan is offering you 2-for-1. He'll let you slap his face twice if you don't like the job he does. You know Ricky Dugan, the only plumber that allows you to slap him directly across the face if you don't like the work he does. Ricky brings a smaller version of him, a workman who's only 3'6". No, he's not a midget. No, he's not a little person. He's an actual, perfectly proportioned man. I know, I've seen him. Ricky comes out of a laboratory with this and says, slap his face, please, before you slap mine. That's the only thing we ask, so that Ricky can see exactly how hard you're going to hit him so he can prepare himself. That's why he brings the smaller man.
Ricky Dugan Plumbing allows you to slap a little man across the face and then Ricky's face when you don't like his work.
We guarantee that you'll like Ricky Dugan's work, or you can slap him directly across the face. However, we insist that you be honest. Do you really not like his work, or do you just want to slap him across the face? We've had an awful lot of people slap him across the face who've actually liked his work.
I'm Ricky Dugan. I do good work. I put in a lady's bathroom.
bathtub one time, and she admitted later on under torture that she enjoyed the work that I did. She liked it very much, but she said she hated it because she wanted to slap me. Ricky Dugan Plumbing, in its 16th year, in Pacoima, El Monte, Garden Oaks, and Garden Grove, and Howard Grove, and Howard's Grove. Ricky Dugan Plumbing.
Like a stripper. Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come tip her. She's dancing like a stripper.
Oh, I like, first of all, I like what he was saying. Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Now, somebody come tip her.
Oh, you've got to do one or the other, for God's sake.
Yeah, she's dancing like a stripper. Either you tip or you get her.
You know, this is why in so many ways, I hate men, and yet I love men. It's just...
Well, whatever that means.
Well, what do you think it means?
Well, Miss Graham sounds like it's very conflicted.
It sounds like you don't know whether you want to be a stripper or...
Oh, my God.
That was great. Come on.
All right. Thank you very much for that observation. That was just marvelous. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Today, we got a quick visit here with Chef Carl Cedilia. As a matter of fact, Chef Cedilia, this is one of the great weeks for Chef Carl Cedilia because it happens to be Thanksgiving week. And every Thanksgiving week means, well, you know what? We're in the kitchen and we're doing the do and the funky chicken too there with Chef Carl Cedilia. Chef Cedilia is over at Ted's in Beverly Hills. I this could be a stupid question, but you making a turkey?
Yeah, sure. It is a stupid question. It's one of the dumber questions. I say it, Phil. I love you and I respect you. And, you know, this is going to be a great week. We have Thanksgiving week, and I love to cook on Thanksgiving. There's no better day for a person who loves to cook and loves to make the different foods and other things that we make, like me, than Thanksgiving week.
Would you repeat that, please?
I understood you.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying...
You don't have to repeat it, Chef. The kid's being a smartass.
No, we don't understand it.
You didn't understand him?
No.
Hold on, that's fine. What I'm saying is this my music, by the way?
Yeah.
What is this, a Clint Eastwood movie?
Well, it seemed appropriate.
What I'm saying, Bud, is that I enjoy cooking on Thanksgiving week because there are so many different kinds of foods that one prepares. And for me, it's just a great week.
There are a lot of different foods. And Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving gets more creative, doesn't it?
It does. There are different ways of making cranberry sauce, different ways of cooking the turkey. I remember when you didn't deep fry a turkey, and only had people doing that.
What do you think about that, Chef Cedilia, the deep frying of the bird?
Well, I'm not a fan, and the reason why I'm not a fan is I think that deep frying a turkey takes much of the holiday enjoyment out of mother going to the stove and looking in and basting it, taking the baster and squeezing the juice all over it. You know, so many people have said, well, they want to stop that because of there's vulgar implications.
What do you mean, vulgar implications?
Well, the idea that the mother goes to the stove, takes the baster, and squeezes juice all over, you know. There have been...
That was absolutely unnecessary. You did not have to bring that up.
Margaret, I'm just in passing.
All right, well, then let's just let it pass on.
Okay, fine, but I'm saying... The young man asked me, or the general Shaw asked me.
Yes, a young man.
All right, a young man asked me, what do you not like about the deep-fried turkey?
Well, I understand that. I heard the question, but for you to say the vulgar implications of mother squeezing juice is very vile. It is very...
You know, Margaret, you are continually bringing it up.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you're the one that's keeping this alive. You're resuscitating it. It was dead. It was on the road. It had been hit and run over, and you...
I get it. I understand. I apologize, all right? But please...
Down.
See, this one over here is laughing.
Well, let that one laugh. That's going to laugh. That there laughs. But the thing you did is laying there dead, and you're pumping life into it.
All right, I tell you what I'll do is I'll just take charge here. Next, what's the next topic?
About what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What's the next thing you wanted to say, Chef Cedilia, after whether or not deep-frying turkeys is good?
I just wanted to know the deep-frying in terms of the taste, the flavor, and the so forth.
Well, deep-fried turkey tastes fantastic. It's anything that's deep-fried well... is number one loaded with fats and oils and greases and everything in the world that can make life a little more difficult to live. But If you do it well, it's tender and moist on the inside, as tender as a mother's heart.
The same mother that's squeezing juice all over it with the basting thing.
Yeah, Miss Gray, Mr. Henry said not to bring it up.
Well, I'm bringing it up.
Hey, let's not do that.
Margaret, I'm sorry.
Now, well, just let it go, Miss Gray.
As I said, it was dead and buried, and she's pulled it out of the ground and is, giving it a cape.
Giving it a cape?
Well, it's like it's some...
So now we have, what was it again?
Phil, don't pretend like there's nothing going on here.
Phil, when I mentioned the fact...
Slow down there, Chef. You sound nervous.
Well, I'm the lady is, you know, said, what you asked me...
I'm not a lady.
I know. You asked me...
All right, everybody stop for a minute.
But he asked...
Everybody stop for just a minute. Chef Chedilia, Margaret, don't bring that up again.
I'm not going to bring it up, but he said, you know, she squeezes... Forget it.
No, it's really not worth it.
Just Chef Chedilia?
Yes.
Now, sir, you were saying about deep-fried turkeys.
I'm saying that the deep-fried turkey, when you squeeze the juice...
When you squeeze the juice...
Didn't say to sip juice!
Hey, relax.
I'm getting tired of it, man! Sick and tired of it!
Ah, damn, listen to him.
Hey, bud, calm down.
Ow!
What is he doing?
No!
Get over here before I kick your ass.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You know something, bud? I'm gonna...
Never mind.
So anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Now, so go ahead, man. Deep-fried turkey.
What was with you, Dickman?
No.
Can we just let it go?
It's just...
What's the problem?
You, man. Why don't you just let it go? God.
I'll talk to you later.
I hope not.
Hey. All right, Chef Chedilia.
Right. The deep-fried turkey is, now I forget now.
Yeah. This is the whole thing here. You know, I don't know which one of you I'm more pissed at.
You're talking to me?
Yes, I am talking to you. I don't know whether I'm pissed at you for the whole squeezing the juice all over the turkey or you with the screaming bit.
But I was trying to shake some sense at everybody.
Look, I want to say something here. This kid here, Dickman, is saying something that's true. You didn't have to keep breathing life into that squeeze the juice all over it.
Yeah, that was what was disturbing me.
Because I'm a mother, and because I'm a decent human being, and because I don't like the idea of one of those long, thin basting things, and she's shooting.
Yeah, so why don't you just let it go?
I could let it go, or I can bring it up, and...
Yeah, Miss Gray, I mean, people think you're obsessed with that.
I mean, I was all set to move past it.
Chef Chedilia, all right, I understand that, but I'm telling you that when you are using phrasing like that, it can be disturbing for some people.
Margaret, I don't think there's anybody disturbed by it other than you.
Is that right? So you want to isolate me and make me...
No,
you want to isolate me and make me look like the goon. You want to make me look like 100 yards of monkey ass, don't you?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, all we're trying to say...
Why don't you let it go, all right? Because of the fact that you were resuscitating this thing.
That's it. That's the thing that pissed me off. You said that I was pulling it out of the ground and giving it a cape.
Yes. Giving it a cape and pointing it to Mina Harker's bedroom.
So it could suck on something. That's what I'm saying, Phil.
All right. So the vampire image now firmly established that that's what Margaret did with the whole idea of the turkey baster and the squeezing the juice and the lawn thin and everything else.
I didn't say lawn thin.
Talk about Lon Chaney.
Long and thin. Oh.
And by the way, this is Thanksgiving, not Halloween. You know.
I know that.
All right. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah. Oh, it more than answers my question. It answered my question too well. In fact, it answered my question so well, I don't have any other questions ever again. All right, I got a question.
All right, Robert, shoot.
See, he said shoot, you know.
All right, come on, will you, Margaret?
I effed up, excuse me. All right, Robert, go.
That's better.
Yeah, all right, I was going to ask you about butterball turkey. Do you use butterball turkey?
Yes, I always use a butterball. You know I do.
All right. I'm only asking that because I like hearing you say butterball.
Yeah, I use butterball turkey, okay?
Man, that sounds great.
All right, you got him to say butterball. What else?
Then I want to know about, on Thanksgiving Day, have you ever barbecued a turkey?
Yeah, Mr. Henry used to do that.
I used to use a rotisserie.
Rotisseries are great if you have a good barbecue that has a good back heated. I think a rotisserie is wonderful. You've got to keep an eye on it. The turkey does tend to get burned in certain areas. There's another way of barbecuing a turkey that's much easier, and that is to put foil at the bottom of a kettle barbecue. You put on either side of the foil your coals. So you have this foil drip pan. And on either side of the coals, you light the coals.
Oh, wait.
Would you tell him to shut up? Because he's going to mess everything up.
Hold on, what do you want to ask?
What if the coals light the tinfoil on fire?
They're not going to light the tinfoil on fire. Just listen to me, okay?
This barbecue?
This is the barbecue with turkey.
And you're using a kettle barbecue?
Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Okay.
All right, so you take the turkey, once you've lit the coals, and once they're now in a good heat, you don't want the flame coming off of them, but you want them to be red hot. You put the turkey on top of the grill, and you put that kettle lid on top of it, Jack, and you let that thing cook. And you let it cook for, I would say, a good, you put one of those thermometers in it, you know.
What, you put what in it?
You put a thermometer in it. Sorry, you put
a thermometer.
Oh, a meat thermometer. God damn it.
Yeah, see, there he goes again.
That's it. You see?
No, I don't see.
You know, Margaret, I'm going to say something I haven't said before. Your mind is in the sewer.
Excuse me.
Margaret?
No.
Excuse me. Her mind's in the sewer.
Well, all I said was meat thermometer.
God almighty.
You know, meat thermometer, you know what he means by that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Well, you stinking...
Hey!
Come on. Damn, that's a brand new shirt.
$200 shirt.
I've got more to say about this later.
All right, so let me say again. You take a meat thermometer and you stick it in.
All right, everybody calm down.
Well, I don't blame you, Chef.
Oh, you don't blame him, huh?
Are you here or are you gone?
You take a meat thermometer and shove it in, and you let that meat thermometer sit there until it is at now the temperature. Use the recommended temperature that you will find on the meat thermometer, all right?
Yeah, there's a recommended temperature on a meat thermometer? I was looking at mine last night, there wasn't one.
Yeah!
Oh, hi, Bellinger.
Hold on.
Are you done?
Yeah.
God damn, man.
And what you do is, what do you mean you were looking at yours last night?
Hey!
See what I mean?
So you take the meat thermometer, make sure you have the recommended temperature for whatever meat it is you're cooking. You might be cooking a roast and so on. But for the turkey, they will have the recommended temperature and the recommended time. But I'm trying to tell you how to set your grill up to barbecue. Now, that is a way of barbecuing a turkey and enjoying the afternoon, enjoying the family, going over, checking it, and enjoy the process of cooking. Because I believe very much in the process of cooking being a part of the joy of Thanksgiving.
You know, I got to agree. I remember when you said that last year. I got to agree with you. If you're deep frying a turkey, how long does it take to deep fry a turkey?
Oh, it takes 40 minutes, something like that.
40 minutes? Well, you say you're all ready to eat.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, man, I'll sit around waiting for it.
No, it's not. All right, if you're that hungry and you don't want to wait for the bird, you watch football, stuff like that, that's generally when you're cooking the turkey.
But I want in on this. You say it takes 40 minutes?
40 minutes, yes. But you're going to have to use a meat thermometer.
Excuse me.
Come on, Margaret.
No. I tried to make friends.
Tried to make friends? You said I want in on this.
Yes, I did.
Margaret, I'm not going to let you be at the door yelling into the show. You're either a part of it or you're not.
Fine.
I want all you clowns to apologize to her, too.
Thank you, Phil.
For what? I didn't do anything.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I said meat thermometer.
Yes, I'm to the extent that I need to apologize. What are we apologizing for?
Because you clowns know that you kept ratcheting it up, Robert.
Yeah, I apologize.
Thank you very much. Meat thermometer and squeeze the basting juice. They have no place in ordinary Thanksgiving. Yes, they do, but not with the wink of an eye and everyone eyeballing each other.
So in other words, we can talk about meat thermometers and we can talk about basting juice on a turkey, but we can't be eyeballing each other.
What are you laughing at?
Suddenly I've just gone mad. I think it's because I'm tired. I've been working 48 hours straight without sleep.
You better get to sleep, Chef. We don't need you any longer, okay?
No, you really do. You're going to get sick, young man.
All right. So
yes, but you're right. We can talk about meat thermometers and basting.
Oh, look at the two of you laughing now.
We can talk about meat thermometers and basting with juice, as long as we're not, as we're talking about it, eyeballing each other out of the corners of our eyes.
He's laughing, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Henry's laughing. Mr. Henry's laughing.
Oh, is he really?
Mr. Henry.
Yeah! Now is he laughing?
He still is.
But you're not.
All right. I'm sorry. Chef Chedelia?
I need some sleep. I got to get out of here, man. I got to get out of here. This place is hotter than hell. Hey, how can you guys stand it in here?
Look where you work.
I know I work in here, but I get paid a lot of money. This place is like working in hell. I got to get out of here. I'm going home. I'm pouring a big, tall, very powerful drink. And hopefully I don't wake up from it for a long time. This is F. Carl Chedelia here, and this has been our tip of the day on this Thanksgiving 2016. Yeah. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks a lot, Chef Chedelia here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. You guys, man.
What do you mean, you guys, man? Phil, all I'm saying is that as we conduct ourselves in these interviews...
Margaret, we already know all about how you get upset with this, that, and something else. We're all over it like white on rice. Thank you.
Jesus.
I want to hold your body, girl. I want to...
Be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California.
No, is there anyone on the floor who can...
This is General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Chef Carl Chedelia.
And we're here for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass.
Yes, you can get hours and hours of fun listening to me, listening to General Shaw, listening to Margaret Gray, and all of the many guests that have been on the Phil Hendry Show down through the years by getting a Backstage Pass to the Phil Hendry Show website.
You'll get 20,000 hours plus. 20,000 hours plus. Plus what? Plus, plus.
Plus, you'll get webcasts. You get videocasts. You get TV pilots. Get the whole damn thing.
Yeah, that's right, man. Eat the whole damn thing at PhilHendryShow.com.
So why not go over there right now? And with a one-year subscription to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, you'll get all of the best of downloads absolutely free. A $150 value, but for you, you alone, just because you're a nice guy, it's free.
That's right. Now's the time to get that Backstage Pass subscription to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And tell the world you know what you're doing and you've got your shit tightly together.
Thank you.
They say that love is powerful as cough syrup and styrofoam. All I know is I fell asleep and woke up in that Monte Carlo with the ugly Kardashian.
Man, we're playing some of the worst music today.
We're talking about this Eminem.
Yeah, I know it's Eminem, but it's bugging me. It's just bugging me. All right, mentioned we were at the Ram game on Sunday night, or excuse me, on Saturday night. Don Big D took me over to the Ram game. It is his season tickets that we were using, and it was the Rams and SC, so it's one of those momentous kinds of games that they have, and it was cool, and it was a lot of fun, and of course, I was sitting in the UCLA Bruin alumni section. I got Dave Oliva on the line with us. Dave, we were in the alumni section of the USC, or the UCLA Bruins, and you're a Bruin fan, right?
I am, Mr. Henry, I was not in the alumni section, but I was sitting... I was actually in the student section that bordered the alumni section. But I'm not an alumni at UCLA, but I have friends who are alumni. And Donald Trump says, I'm a bigly UCLA fan.
Now, you were talking to me about a disturbing thing that happened in front of you. You know, fans are fans, and there's always some contention happening. People get very passionate about their teams. What happened in front of you?
Well, I didn't ask you if you had any similar problem.
No, none at all. None at all. We had a great time.
Well, what happened was, I had a great time, too, and I was watching the game and everything and watching it. But all of a sudden, this dude comes in and sits down in front of us. And I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. And he comes in, he's got like three of his kids there. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, whatever, you know. But he's got on like a SC Cardinal, Cardinal Red jersey. And we're like in the middle of blue, you know. UCLA's colors is blue, blue and gold, you know.
Yeah, and what is SC's colors?
SC wears Cardinal and gold.
Well, UCLA is blue and gold or blue and silver?
UCLA is blue and gold, yes, but not the SC gold. It's more of a shining, silvery gold.
Oh, well, isn't that just so wonderful? God.
Well, I mean, you make it sound like it's all, you know, like some dudes going, thank you. You don't?
No, I'm not, but you guys are being real specific. Just it's gold and blue, and leave it at that.
So what's the difference?
Well, it sounds a little, ooh, you know.
That's exactly what Dave was saying.
Right, General, you're making it sound like it's not manly or something.
Why don't you guys knock it off, all right? I'm tired of this not manly is manly thing. UCLA's colors are blue and gold. SC's colors are cardinal and gold. Next.
All right. So,
please watch the language.
I was going to say, you said a dirty word.
Oh, okay, man. I see.
Well, you did.
Let me be the censor here.
Mr. Henry's the censor.
I will wait for your direction, Mr. Henry.
Don't say the F word.
Okay.
Now.
All right, do I?
Keep going, go.
Keep going?
Yeah, man, continue the story.
Oh, okay.
So, SC, and this guy sits down.
Yeah, he sits down, he's got his kids, and he's wearing cardinal red. And that's cool. I'm like, I didn't really appreciate it because I know the people that sit in those seats. Because I've sat with my friend before, and those are season tickets. And it's a UCLA family, and they are always there with blue, you know, with their blue on, and they're like, yeah, UCLA, 555. I don't know if you're familiar with the UCLA chants and everything, Mr. Henry.
Not really. I know UCLA, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, then the song goes... the song is dun 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 dun. Isn't that it?
No, that's the Rams, man. That's the old Rams song.
I don't know what the UCLA fight song is. It's
Well, it goes like this. It goes dun 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 UCLA.
No, that's Notre Dame, pal.
I don't know. I think you're no. I think that's. That's UCLA.
No, the general's right. That's Notre Dame.
Fight on for... Wait a minute. What was it?
Yeah, that's right. Dun, 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 dun.
That's USC.
Bullshit.
That is fight on for USC.
Okay, well, what's UCLA?
I don't know, man.
Well, Notre Dame is... Dun, 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 dun. That's Notre Dame.
Yeah, you're right. That's Notre Dame. All right.
It still doesn't tell us what UCLA is.
What difference does it make?
Well, I mean, I was just sitting there. I was trying to say to Mr. Henry... that we're at the game, and we're watching the UCLA Bruins, and, you know, I had hopes, man. I had a lot of hopes. I was hoping that they would win because UCLA, I think they got potential, and I like Jim Mora Jr. I think he's a good coach, and I think he deserves better than, you know, to go out and get, you know, get his ass kicked, man.
Yeah, man, but that's the name of the game, man. That's just the way it is.
I know that, man, but I just wish that, you know, Coach Mora got more, you know, people treated him better, treated the team better, stuff like that, you know.
So what happened? This guy sits down with the SC Cardinal Red on.
Yeah. So this guy sits down, and UCLA went out to a lead. And UCLA was leading, man, like 14-7. And SC comes back on, I think it was a pass player or a run. It might have been a run. And they score. And this dude's all, yeah, you know, he's jumping up and down. Now, usually... when in the UCLA section, when SC scores, everybody's, you know, bummed out and quiet and just like, forget it, man, you know. And all the cheering is over at the SC place, you know.
When you say over at the SC place, do you mean another part of the stadium?
Yeah, that's like across the way.
Yeah, SC's across. They're near the, like, they've got their own section. And it's in the end zone. And it was across from the alumni section. So you don't have to look at it. But this dude's right in front of me, and all of a sudden, something that had never happened before since I've been going to these games with my friend, all of a sudden this SC dude's all, yeah, hey, like that. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I mean, never in my life did I ever see that.
Well, whatever, man. I mean, it's going to happen.
No, man, no. It don't happen. No, it does not happen, man, when you're in the student section.
All right, so you had an interloper. You know, you had a guy there that was wearing his SC stuff.
Yeah, so I said to him, and Mr. Renner, you told me one time when you went to the Ram and 49er games that you used to go crazy if you seen 49ers and stuff.
If we saw 49er dudes, I'd go crazy. I didn't go crazy, but if they started cheering after the 49ers scored, we would yell at them. You know.
Well, I mean, nah, that's not what you said, Mr. Ennard.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said.
So what happened, man? So this guy's jumping up and down and cheering.
Excuse me, are you actually telling me that this is some kind of an important point you're making?
Margaret, you've got to understand the mentality and the psychology of sports fans.
Oh, I understand the mentality very, very well. I'm married to one, all right? And I listen to that gibbering ass every Saturday... as he watches this ridiculous, I don't know, Frank watches Harvard and all that
Well, I mean, I hadn't seen no Harvard.
You haven't seen no Harvard? Well, Frank watches a lot of them Harvard.
Well, I would just say this.
You know what I'm saying, Phil?
Yeah, Margaret, I understand what you're saying. I don't know about Ivy League, but...
Well, Frank watches a lot of that.
Did Frank go to Harvard?
No, he did not.
Then why does he watch Harvard?
Because I've asked him to watch Harvard. Harbor. Not Harbor. That's the name of Ted Harvard. Harvard, because of the fact that I want a husband, if he's going to watch football, to watch something that I can walk in on and say, thank Christ.
Donnell, with no comment.
No comment. Yeah.
Okay.
Ms. Gray, I wish I could understand what you're saying.
I wish you could, too. I wish someone around here. I am a volcano surrounded by ants.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Smartass.
Ms. Gray, I'm sorry you're not feeling too good today. Because
I feel fine. It's the rest of you guys that aren't feeling too good.
No, I feel okay.
All right, now back to SC and UCLA.
Yeah, back to SC and UCLA. So this dude is all like, yeah. So I finally looked at this guy and I go, are you kidding me or something, man? You know, I can't approximate it. I'll try to do it the way that I did it.
Yeah, do it. What was the emotion that you felt?
Well, this guy goes, yay, SC score, yay. And he's there with his kids and everything, and that was the one thing I did feel bad about, because my friend goes, hey, man, he's here with his kids, you know? And I did say, you know, F the kids, you know?
You didn't.
You said...
What did you say?
I said, fuck those kids. And they turned around and they looked at me and they were like, they looked like they were going to start to bust out crying or something, you know? And
God, Dave, what a skunky thing to do.
Dad, that little tiny kids.
Okay, man, I feel bad about it, but their dad is the one that led them into that. He led them in.
Well, now, I got to tell you, here's my philosophy about that, okay?
Mr. Renner, could you just spare me your philosophy?
Hey, no, I will not. Here's my you're an adult, they're kids, you're in the stands, and you're an adult football fan, and you can control your behavior. And as disappointed as you are that SC scored and UCLA didn't, and that there's an SC fan sitting there in the middle of the UCLA alumni section, and all of the indignities that you associate with that, those little kids are with their dad, and they do not deserve to hear that kind of vulgarity, especially when you said what you said.
You said F those kids.
I did, yes, I did, okay? I'm being honest about it. But right there at that time, when I was hoping to see UCLA... For the first time since I've been seeing UCLA play, I was hoping to see them defeat the USC Trojans and go on to some kind of victory and glory. But no, they would not, you know?
Yeah, man, you sound like you're all indignant, like you're a member of some indignant car club or something.
Yeah, man, you all sound kind of indignant.
What?
All right.
But what does that mean, man?
Well, you're all like, I wish to see, you know?
Hey, man, don't start knocking me because I'm Hispanic. What a racist, man.
Hey, come on, guys.
Well, I'm not being a racist, but you're like, and I wish to see them.
Hey, bud, knock it off.
He's talking like he's Cesar Romero or some crap.
Guy's not talking like he's Cesar Romero. He's talking like he has passion for the team.
Thank you very much, General. That's exactly right. Don't be all racist, man.
All right, nobody's going to be racist around here. Bud, knock it off.
Well, what's he all doing?
Knock it off.
God, man.
Bud, you heard the man.
All right.
So anyway, SC, the guy's all, yeah, SC. And I go, hey, man, why don't you shut up, man? And my friend goes, hey, what about the kids? I go, fuck those kids, man. And that's when the kids did look at me, and they looked at me with eyes that I could feel in my heart, and I could feel in my soul. And it was at that time, you know.
Man, you do, man. You're starting to sound like that guy in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, you know.
Yeah, what's with you anyway, man?
What are you talking about, man?
Well, you're getting a little of the... You know, poetic side, it's almost like you're giving a speech, like you're giving some kind of a Mexican Shakespeare read to it, you know? Would you guys shut up?
What are you asses talking about?
Just be quiet.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, they don't like the fact that I'm Hispanic and I'm well-spoken.
No, we're not, son. Now, you know better than that.
No, I don't, General. No, I don't. Okay?
Hey, everybody calm down or I'm going to hang up on Dave here and I'm going to kick all you guys out of the studio.
That's a great idea. You're not going to kick me out, are you?
I'd have to ask you to leave.
Oh, my.
Hey, you know what? He's only being fair.
I would have to understand that, too, you know. If he's going to kick my ass off, he might as well kick yours off.
Kick my ass, too?
No. I don't want to kick anybody's ass off the air.
Asshole?
Ass off the air. But I think Dave is making a point, and you jive-ass jackballs are making a big deal out of the way he's saying it.
That's, you know, I think he's over-dramatizing it, you know.
Over-dramatizing it?
No, I'm not, man. It's called over-dramatizing, you know?
No, it's not.
It's called being overly dramatic. How about that?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. But I'm not, man. I'm telling you that when I said, fuck those kids, excuse my language, Mr. Henry, excuse my language, and they looked at me almost as if they had knives and daggers in their eyes, and they were slicing me up. I felt like a sliced-up guy, and it was then that I felt that I could no longer be at the game, that I must now leave, and never more, you know?
What are you trying to pull here, anyway? Hey,
I'm listening to him.
This is how I feel.
Man, it's the way the guy feels, the way he's expressing himself. This guy sounds like he's trying to do Macbeth or something.
No, General, you had to be there. You had to be there to feel it and to know it. You had to be there.
Yes, 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 I get it already.
All right, so what? I want to know what happened after the kid thing. What happened?
Well, I looked at this guy, and he's like, hey, SC, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I go, man, every week there's a family there that I know, and I trust and I love. They are UCLA Bruin fans, and only that.
Is this guy? Hey. General, why don't you let the man finish?
Every night, I'd say every week when I am at a home game for the UCLA Bruins, that team is there, and the family is there too. And it's they that I communicate with, and it's they that I trade, like, deep-fried sourdough breads and the different beers and the different breads. And we commune with the UCLA victory feel. But you, today, you've disgraced all of that, and you've disgraced them. Even though I said, do you know who they are? He goes, no, I bought it on StubHub. And they're like, oh, God, man, you disgraced it. You disgraced it all over it. And then I said, I can't be here, man. And I said, shut up. And I got up and I walked out and I had to go take a leak. Well.
Oh, that was very nice touch.
Well, I did. And I took a leak. Excuse me. I went to the bathroom and then I got a, what do you call it was like a spice dog or something. I got a sausage dog. That's it.
What's a sausage dog?
It's a sausage, man, in a bun.
All right, Dave, at least you didn't start a fight.
I wasn't going to start no fight, no, you know.
You know, David, you speak so eloquently, and then I hear you say, I wasn't going to start no fight.
Wait, that's the way that I speak, from my heart and from my mind and from my soul. And nobody, not even you, Ms. Gray, and I respect you very much, but nobody can tell me what to do and when to do it when I speak of my UCLA seats and everything like that.
All right, son. Very well said, I guess.
Hey, General, you know, I guess you're used to, like, Mexicans talking stupid or something.
No, I am not. I am not. You were just being very affected.
I thought it was great. I thought it was descriptive. I thought you were being truly emotional and I'm sorry you had that experience, Dave. And I know how it can rile you. And thank goodness there was no fisticuffs. But I will say, what you said in front of those kids was bad.
I went home and I thought about it. And I did. I felt bad. In my soul, I felt bad. And it was then, Mr. Henry, and okay, and everybody's going to laugh about this. But I don't care anymore. I dropped to my knees. I did. And I invoked the Virgin Mary. I spoke to Mary. I said, dear mother, Lord, Our Lady of Miracles. And I said,
oh, Phil, this is blasphemy.
What is she talking about?
All right, you don't have to do the prayer, man, okay?
You know, you're speaking of the Virgin Mary.
I prayed to her, and I said, Virgin Mary, Mother, Our Lady, Notre Dame. I said, please give me the power and give me the strength not to want to, like, go out and tear some dude's head off and kick, like a nun's ass. And, you know.
So you lost your eloquence.
I did, yeah. I was praying, and all of a sudden I lost my eloquence. I said, Dear Virgin Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I said, please, 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 man. I don't want to go kick no SC ass, you know. Please let me stay here in my home, and I'll just sit and I'll watch, like, whatever's on TV, man. I don't care what's on TV. You know, maybe there's a new Game of Thrones or something, and I'll sit, and I will no longer need to go and kick, like, a little altar boy's ass in and beat up a nun. Amen.
Yay. Beautiful.
You're not supposed to applaud that, man.
What?
You're not supposed to applaud it, man.
You don't applaud a prayer.
Well, I thought it was good.
Okay.
All right, Dave, thank you very much.
And I'm not being blasphemous either, and people need to know that.
Dave, I think you need to do, while you are eloquent, I think there's certain things you cannot express the way you expressed it.
Like what?
Like you wanted to go out and kick an altar boy's ass.
I said, please help me not do that.
Well, you were praying not to kick a nun's ass. Well, that was the whole thing.
What about it?
The fact that you were even thinking of kicking a nun's ass.
You really wanted to go out and kick a nun's ass.
I was so
angry at that dude, man. I wanted to go out and I wanted to violate everything holy and pure. That's what that SC fan made me do. That's what they made me do.
They didn't make you do it.
He made me do it, man.
All right, Dave. Thanks, buddy. And I'm sorry, the Bruins got their asses beat.
Yeah, they got their asses beat. And I believe they got their ass beat because I left and I wasn't there to...
You weren't there to cheer them on, huh?
I wasn't there to cheer them on.
You know what? Jim Mora is a great guy. Jim Mora Jr.?
Yeah.
He is a terrific... I don't know him personally, but I know people who've worked for him, and they've loved working for him, and he's an eminently fair man, and I wish him the best, and I wish the UCLA football program the best. I think they're going to do well. It's a bummer, but, you know, it's SC, man. It's tailback you, you know.
Ah, I'm sick of that, man. Sick of it, I tell you. Sick of it. There will be no more. There will be no more of SC. I will not have it.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot, El Cid.
You know what, man?
Did you dump that?
Yeah.
Well, you know something? You did that, General.
No, I didn't do that. Thanks a lot, El Cid.
Well, did you hear the guy? No more. Will I do? Come on. Let me tell you something, Dave. If you're listening right now, and I know you are because that's what you do, you turn the radio up as soon as you hang the phone up. You are a very well-spoken young man. Quit being overly dramatic. Like you're on, you know, like you're pitching to be the next Anthony Quinn.
Hey, wow.
Shut your hole.
All right.
That's, well, all right, buddy. Well, I was at the same game you were at, you know.
How'd you feel about it?
They got their asses handed to them, man. There's no question about it. Don and I split in the third quarter. I mean, it was freezing ass cold. And by the way, his seats were right on the 50. I mean, this cat has got some...
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures you took.
They're right on the 50. What are you, like 10 rows up?
But we're like 10 or 15 rows up, right on the 50-yard line across from the press box. And the Rose Bowl reminds me of what they did to Lambeau Field. They put all those luxury boxes in near the press box.
Yeah.
Well, they've done the exact same thing at the Rose Bowl, and they have all of these suites and all of the names of the UCLA greats that have gone before. You know, the Terry Donahue's name is up there, and Troy Aikman's name is up there. And then they had the big Jumbotron, and then they had the scoreboard.
Now, General, what were you saying about Cal 10?
When I saw that Rose Bowl scoreboard, I remembered watching Rose Bowl games. And every year, the students at Caltech found a way. California Institute of Technology is on Del Mar in Pasadena. It's like the MIT of the West Coast.
And they used to jack around with the scoreboard.
Yeah, they would jack the scoreboard around and have Caltech Beavers 32, like USC, whoever the team was, nothing. Every year, they were able to hack into the scoreboard and do that. I don't know, maybe the Rose Bowl finally went to them and said, you guys really got to knock it off.
That sounds like fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Did they? And they actually stopped.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? I'm sure somebody probably made a big stink about it, but it was funny. And, you know, but that was back in the days when we had fun. Does anybody remember laughter? Thank you.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, you had to end it like that, huh?
You don't remember Robert Plant from the...
Unfortunately, yes, we do.
Jesus.
World famous Phil... Does anybody remember laughter? World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Jesus.
Goodbye, everyone.